Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahuchis today with the evening news. The headlines. Nation gears up to celebrate 79th Independence Day. Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha Nagaland launches statewide Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra bike rally. Nagaland marks 5th anniversary of Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan with statewide events. And in Dr. T. Ao Trophy, Mon Sales pass Mogokchun to book final berth. Now the news in detail. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the country's 79th Independence Day on 15th August with full enthusiasm and patriotic fervor. In the run-up to the Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan hoisted the national flag and urged the people to participate in the campaign with full enthusiasm and patriotism.
अपने घर भी तिरंगा फहराएं आज मैंने अपने परिवार के साथ तिरंगा फहराया है आपने अभी तक फहराया कि नहीं नहीं तो अपने घर पर जरूर तिरंगा लहराएं झंडा ऊंचा रहे हमारा विजयी विश्व तिरंगा प्यारा इसकी शान न जाने पाए चाहे जान भले ही जाए.
In a spirited celebration of patriotism, the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha BJYM Nagaland launched a statewide Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra bike rally today. The rally in Dimapur was formally flagged off by former MLA H. Kehovi. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Kehovi described the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative as the very soul of the nation and urged riders to promote unity, courage and national pride.
Bike rally is more than just a ride. It is a moving message of our unity, courage and pride. A ride that you carry with you, the spirit of our freedom fighters, the peace that binds us together, the hope that drives us forward, and let every road you pass remind people that the tricolor belongs to every home, every heart and every generation.
Over 300 bikers participated in the Dimapur leg of the rally, including two female riders who were specially acknowledged for their active involvement in the male-dominated ride. The route covered the Dimapur-Chamakidima stretch, with riders proudly waving the tricolour and drawing cheers from onlookers. In Wakha, the district BJYM unit organised the bike rally at Wakha town. Around 20 bikers, each proudly displaying the national flag, rode through the town before culminating at the public ground Wakha, where they were received by the Wakha town councillors. Similar bike rallies were organised across other districts. Marking the 5th anniversary of the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, NMBA Nagaland today joined the national observances with statewide events aimed at strengthening the fight against substance abuse. Led by the state-level NMBA under the Social Welfare Department, pledge ceremonies and awareness drives were held across districts. In Kohima, the Directorate of Information and Public Relations held a pledge ceremony reaffirming the department's commitment to a drug-free society. An awareness program in Chamakidima highlighted that 43% of tobacco users in Nagaland are from middle school and 44% are introduced to substances through friends. The event included awareness on menstrual hygiene and distributed feminine hygiene kits, and in Dimapur an awareness program was conducted at GHSS Lingrijan with a call to take the NMBA online pledge. Newland and Mon also held painting competitions among students to mark the occasion. Similar pledge ceremonies were held across other districts of the state. Nagaland Chief Secretary Sentiyanga Imchin today chaired a meeting with all line departments at the Civil Secretariat in Kohima to review preparations of the upcoming Hornbill Festival. Emphasizing early planning, Mr. Imchin called for setting up of subcommittees to ensure effective coordination and directed the departments to present concrete action plans at the next meeting on August 25. The meeting also discussed in detail key issues including roads, sanitation, transport, electricity and logistics arrangements. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alerts and EIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar has said that substance use disorder is adversely affecting the social fabric of the country. He said it is a social menace and should be eradicated from the country. Speaking on the 5th anniversary of Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan in New Delhi today, the minister added that dependence on drug not only affects the individual's health but also disrupts their families and the whole society.
विकार हो जाता है, पूरा वातावरण विषाक्त होने लगता है। तो ये पूरे समाज के लिए चिंता की विषय बात बन जाती है कि हमारे देश का जो युवा है वो अगर किसी गलत दिशा में आगे बढ़ गया है उसको कैसे वापस लाया जा सकता है। क्योंकि अगर युवा सही रहेगा तो घर सही रहेगा, घर सही रहेगा तो बस्ती ठीक रहेगी, बस्ती ठीक रहेगा तो गाँव ठीक रहेगा।
In response to rising concerns over eyesight issues among students, Libemo Memorial School, in collaboration with Vision Eye Care Worker, conducted a workshop on visual impairment and visual demands in school children today. Addressing the event, EAC Probation Officer Dr. Chuchong Noklang highlighted the growing prevalence of myopia in children due to screen exposure and poor reading habits. Dr. Noklang stressed the importance of early detection and regular screenings to prevent long-term vision problems. EAC Probation Officer Im Tien La Chang noted changing lifestyles and urged families and schools, especially in rural areas, to prioritize eye care awareness amid limited access to specialties. The workshop called for collective responsibility in protecting children's vision for improved learning and quality of life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 31st August. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. A report.
People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the Mann Ki Baat program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 29th of this month. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
On to sports. Mourn stormed into the finals of the Dr. T.R. Trophy with a stunning 3-0 win over Mokokchung in a high-energy semi-final. Lai Wang opened the scoring in the 41st minute, with Arab doubling the lead 4 minutes into the first half stoppage time. A late strike by Amun in the 81st minute sealed the win for the crowd favourites. Despite nearly equal possession, Mourn dominated the attack with 25 attempts on goal to Mokokchung's 13. Meanwhile, the excitement continues as Newland takes a 2-0 lead against host Kohima in the first half of the second semi-final, edging closer to join Mourn in the final. Three cricketers from Nagaland have been selected as part of the Northeast Zone squad in the upcoming Duleep Trophy 2025-26. Veteran all-rounder Jonathan Rongson will lead the 15-member squad as captain, while Sedejali Raprio and Ham Bahadur Chetri will also earn their debut spots, marking a strong presence from the state in the prestigious BCCI tournament. The team was announced by the Northeast Zonal Selection Committee after a meeting in Guwahati and includes players from six states: Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland and Sikkim. The Duleep Trophy will be held in Bengaluru from August 28. Ahead of the tournament, Nagaland Cricket Association will host a week-long preparatory camp in Dimapur. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall at many places across northeast, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning till the end of the week. The weather body said heavy rainfall are likely to continue in isolated areas of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 17th of August. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nation gears up to celebrate 79th Independence Day. Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha Nagaland launches statewide Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra bike rally. Nagaland marks 5th anniversary of Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan with statewide events. And in Dr. T. Out Trophy, Mon sails past Mokokchung to book final berth. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.